Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. By now, if you have been listening, you know that we who belong to Jesus Christ, we who are Christians, we love God by our obedience to God. This is the resounding testimony of all of Scripture. Loving God truly matters to God. God commands and desires our love. And how do we love Him in such a way that He will glory in our love? This is the way: absolute obedience to Him. We have seen God's command in the Bible to love Him by keeping His commandments. Most recently, we heard Christ Jesus on this. And as we ended last time, we confessed to one another that being obedient to God is not easy. In our mortal and sinful flesh, we have many temptations to face and to overcome. That's the bad news. But the really good news is that God the Holy Spirit, who lives inside the Christian, He gives us the power and the weapons we need to fight our sin and to win. We can be overcomers all through Christ who strengthens us. And that is why Jesus promised the coming of the Holy Spirit. The words of Jesus in John chapter 14, beginning in verse 15, remember we looked at this yesterday? If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth. He abides with you and will be in you. The truth is, many of us really do love God, and we want to show him our love. And there is a lot of obedience in our lives. There is. But we are very aware of our disobedience, and this really gets us down. In my own life, I confess, oh, I love the Lord, but some days I have a hard time expressing that love in obedience because disobedience seems to rule my mind and my heart, my words and my actions. What a struggle to love God. This is why I said to you recently that in my life I want to give love to God. But I admitted that I love him in a way that is inadequate to me. I have a difficult time expressing my love for him in the way in which he receives love. The difficulty with me, the inadequacy in me, is that my sin interferes with my love. My sin interferes with my love. God receives love through obedience, but sometimes I try to give love while clinging to my disobedient ways. Sin has made me stupid enough to believe that I can go on sinning and go on loving God simultaneously. But that is not true. This does not work. Why? Because God is loved by my obedience, not by my disobedience. So what am I to do about this? If you can relate to what I am saying, what are you to do about this? One of the most helpful practices I have found is to go to the Bible and to read the biographies of the men and women of Scripture. People who loved God, but people who were also at times disobedient to God. The best example of this that I have found is David. Outside of Jesus Christ, who loved God more than David? Now you might offer Paul the Apostle, or someone else, and I will be likely to say, yes, he or she loved God also. But time and again, I come back to David. And I want to take some time to go back with you to his life and to observe how he started off really loving God. and we will see God receive this love and bless David. Then we will continue and come to a season in David's life when he was disobedient, and we will find how this negatively affected his relationship with the living God, observing how God then responded to David. Admittedly, our time is short, so we will have to do this without a large measure of detail. We will move fairly swiftly from text to text within the Bible at 1 and 2 Samuel. I hope that you will be able, now or later, to read along with us in 1 and 2 Samuel. And let's begin in 1 Samuel chapter 16, right at the point when the Bible first introduces us to this young man, David. As 1 Samuel chapter 16 opens, we learn that God has rejected Saul as king over Israel. And God sends Samuel, the prophet, to see Jesse the Bethlehemite, because the Lord has chosen David to be his king. It will be out with Saul and in with David. And Jesse is the father of David. So Samuel does as the Lord commands, and he goes to Bethlehem. One day, the sons of Jesse came before Samuel, one by one, and just when Samuel thought he had the right one to anoint for God as king, the Lord says to Samuel, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Eventually, seven sons of Jesse passed before Samuel, and the Lord rejected every single one of them. Despite how fit to be king, they looked on the outside. That is because man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And now let's pick up the reading at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 11 through 13. "And Samuel said to Jesse, 'Are these all the children?' And he said, 'Well, there remains yet the youngest, and behold, he is tending the sheep.' Then Samuel said to Jesse, 'Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here.' So Jesse sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And the Lord said, 'Arise, anoint him, for this is he.' Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward." This begins the true story of God and David. 1 Samuel 16, verses 11 through 13. God has chosen David to be king in Israel. As we follow the story from here, we see that David loved God. And importantly, he demonstrates that love by living in obedience unto God. It is very difficult for kings to submit themselves to the living God in obedience. After all, can you imagine a higher position than king? And yet David humbles himself before the King of Kings, God. And in the next chapter, 1 Samuel 17, we hear David roar on behalf of the Lord. And that is because there is an enemy of God and of Israel called the Philistines. And their armies are gathered for battle against the Israelites. We have the Philistines on one side of the mountain and the Israelites on the other side. And in between, there is a giant of a man named Goliath. And he is on the side of the Philistines. I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 4. This is 1 Samuel 17, verse 4. "Then a champion came out from the armies of the Philistines, named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span." And when we do the calculations, we find that Goliath was a man 9 feet 9 inches tall. He is 9'9". This is one monstrous man, and the Bible calls him a champion, literally in Hebrew, the man between two, which is fitting since Goliath stood between these two armies on the mountain. and he taunts Israel loudly and proudly, questioning whether there is anyone in Israel who can kill him. Listen to verses 10 and 11 of 1 Samuel 17. Again, the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we might fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Well, there is the taunt from Goliath, and it is working. Saul, still serving as king, and the Israelites are freaking out. They're very afraid of this giant. But then there is David. Meanwhile, back in Bethlehem, David continued to work tending his father's sheep. He is not in the army, and he is not at the battle. However, Jesse calls David in one day and sends him to check on Jesse's older sons in the army, sending along with David some roasted grain and cheese. And anyone who has ever served in the military, away from home, always enjoys receiving a care package from dad or mom. And so David takes the goods and heads off towards the battle line to see his older brothers. And when David gets to the camp, he hears Goliath issuing this war cry. And again, we are told that when the men of Israel saw and heard Goliath, they fled from him and were greatly afraid. Goliath was successfully defying Israel. But listen to what David says in verse 26 of 1 Samuel 17. Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should taunt the armies of the living God?" Ah, you can hear it in the tone of what David says. Just who does this giant think he is? This pagan, godless Goliath, he needs to be dealt with. Well, this is the language of a passionate love for God coming out of the mouth of David. And we will continue with this story tomorrow on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.